basically time to do is I wanted to introduce to you some things about the book of Acts as we look at our next study. All right? Now, when we look at the book of Acts, first of all, let me ask, what is the book of Acts? And why should we study and be well familiar with the book of Acts? Bruce? All right. The book of Acts is a book of history. You're right. It tells us what those early Christians did. Yes.
Some of the Acts of some of the apostles.
Some of the Acts of some of the apostles. That's right. And so as we study the book of Acts, we're going to note that it is the only book of history in the New Testament. We want to somewhat date the book of Acts. We note on this chart that the narrative of Acts closes about 63 A.D., and we know that it began about when? About 33 A.D., so we're looking at a period of about 30 years that the book of Acts covers. We read of the establishment of the Lord's church in Acts 2. We'll talk some more about that in our study this morning. But to put dates on the writing of any book, it's significant to have some what I'll call hitching posts, something that you can nail down, dates that you know occurred, so you can kind of have a beginning place. Now, we know that Herod died about 44. Of course, that's in Acts chapter 12, and you'll read there how that Herod was eaten up of worms because he had James beheaded, and he intended to have Peter beheaded. And he took the glory and praise of being a god, and he was eaten up of worms. Well, history tells us when that occurred, about 44 A.D. History also shows us that Festus was sent to Judea when Felix was recalled in the year 60 A.D. Now, the events that we're going to be studying about concerning Felix is in Acts chapter 24. And then, of course, the latter part of that chapter, Festus, who takes his place. Paul's arrest 2 years previous was at Pentecost in Jerusalem as he concluded his third preaching tour. And the date of that is about 58 A.D. We know that he was imprisoned not only in Jerusalem, but he spent 2 years where? In, before Rome. In Caesarea. He spent 2 years in Caesarea. So that means then his departure to Rome was about 60 A.D. And of course on his way he was involved in that shipwreck which tells us that he reached Rome about 61 A.D. You recall he wintered on the Isle of Malta. And then that would mean that the book of Acts would close about 63 A.D. Now, one of the things that I want you to note about these dates that we have on the board, some of them are nailed down in history. So we don't have to wonder about when these events occurred, so we can correlate other events to them, before or after and so forth, and help us to know when the book of Acts was written. Keep in mind, it is a history book. The history of some of the Acts of some of the apostles was written toward the close of Paul's travels, as we see him traveling to Rome. Now, where does the book of Acts leave us in relation to Paul's travels? Don't say Rome. Where does it leave us? What does the book of Acts do for us when we come down toward the end of it?
Leaves us hanging.
Yes, it leaves us hanging. We know he's in Rome, but we don't know what happened to him in Rome. We know that he appealed to the Roman Caesar, but we don't know what the Roman Caesar said. We know that it was his desire to visit with the saints in Rome, and we know that he did, but he did so as a prisoner. Okay? So some of the circumstances, Luke just leaves us hanging. We don't know about those. Now, if we want to know to fill in some of the blanks that Acts leaves out, where do we go? To the epistles. That's right. About how many epistles can be referenced to the time frame that we're looking at from about, that Paul wrote from about 33 to 63 AD.
All of Paul's in about 13.
Yes, yes. Question about one or two of them, 10 to 13 epistles that Paul wrote during this frame of time. Now, the significance of that is if you want to go back and fill in some of the blanks of what happened during this time, you must read the epistles. Okay? And you hang them on the skeleton of the book of Acts, or the outline of the book of Acts, which brings us to our next chart.
You might mention that this is on the website. So.
Oh, yes, very important. And two or three things on that note. This outline, this material that you're seeing this morning on the book of Acts is on our website, fifthstreeteast.com. It's under the heading Classes, I believe.
Bible classes.
You go there and you look for that because not only is this material going to be important to you, but the questions on each chapter are also there on that website. And we're going to be going over those questions after we study each chapter of the book of Acts. Now, I'll have a whole lot more to say about that as we go along. I intended to say this morning, but we'll begin with the outline of the book of Acts next time. Those of you who are visiting with us this morning, I know you came in on the tail end of something. Kind of hard to know where we are, but hopefully you can come back and be with us again, and we'll be in the text of the book of Acts.